Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's turn now to the debate over the balance between security and civil liberties in the wake of the Paris attacks. CIA Director John Brennan said yesterday there were signs that an attack was coming, but that the intelligence community's work has been hampered by public scrutiny of government surveillance.
In the past several years, because of a number of unauthorized disclosures and a lot of hand-wringing over the government's role in the effort to try to uncover these terrorists, there have been some policy and legal and other actions that are taken that make our ability collectively, internationally, to find these terrorists much more challenging.
Brennan apparently referring to Edward Snowden's revelations about the National Security Agency's data gathering practices and the global uproar that followed. Joining us now is David Cole. He teaches constitutional law and national security at Georgetown University. Professor Cole, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you make of Brennan's statement? Has the NSA, the CIA, the intelligence community in general, been hampered by new restrictions in the aftermath of Snowden's revelations?
No, it hasn't. In fact, Congress has not imposed any restrictions on the NSA's ability to gather information and conduct surveillance abroad at all. The only restrictions it has imposed is on the government's ability in the United States to collect the phone metadata of every U.S. citizen, regardless of whether they're connected to terrorism or not. And in fact, I think the NSA supported the amendments that Congress enacted in the USA Freedom Act because they permit the NSA to get phone metadata from the phone companies when they have reasonable suspicion that a particular individual might be connected to terrorism. What they don't permit is broad brush collection in bulk of literally every American's phone calling records. And there's no indication that they have somehow, we are less safe or that that had anything to do with the failure to identify the Paris attackers before they acted.
Well, in the wake of the Paris attacks, French President François Hollande has called for changes to the French constitution, stripping citizenship of convicted terrorists, speeding up deportation. Do you think he's overstepping?
It certainly sounds familiar to me. It sounds like George Bush's response to 9/11. And in which I think we all recognize now, after the fact, that there was significant overstepping, that we rounded up all sorts of people, both within the United States and internationally, who had nothing to do with terrorism. We engaged in torture and cruel and inhuman treatment of detainees. The president asserted the power to engage in warrantless wiretapping of Americans. And I think now, today, we recognize that those were mistakes. France, I think, was part of the European voices that criticized us for overreacting in the wake of 9/11. And yet, we see now France doing essentially the same thing.
So what is a reasonable response from governments after an attack like this that would, on the one hand, ensure a successful investigation, prevent future attacks, and at the same time protect civil liberties? Can you have it both ways?
I think you can. I think what you need to do is look at whether the existing authorities are sufficient or not. The fact that an attack occurs doesn't mean that the existing authorities are not sufficient. It may indicate that there's a shortcoming here or there, in which case it would be appropriate to respond by changing the rules. But it may, the reality is that in any society, you face risks that bad people are going to do terrible things. And in today's society, bad people have much greater arms to do very bad things. No, even if we took all of our civil liberties away, events like Paris would happen, and they might even happen more often because they would cause dissenters to become more extreme. So I just don't. What I'm objecting to is the kind of knee-jerk response, the kind of response that doesn't say, let's look at what the problems were and fix them, and instead just says, let's take away civil liberties across the board. Let's let the police search without warrants. Let's strip people of their citizenship. Let's put people under house arrest. When there's no showing that those measures are necessary to respond to the problem, that they would have done anything vis-a-vis avoiding the Paris attacks.
Well, as you say, François Hollande's comments in some ways reminiscent of George W. Bush in the aftermath of 9/11. Now that the Paris attack has reopened the privacy versus security debate, are you concerned about the pendulum swinging back, about Europe and the United States perhaps coming down hard in a way of restricting civil liberties and increasing surveillance over its own residents?
Absolutely. I think you know, you saw that in John Brennan's speech, and you saw that after 9/11, when it wasn't just the United States that responded to 9/11 by adopting regressive and oppressive measures, the UK did as well.
That's David Cole, who teaches constitutional law and national security at Georgetown University. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.